Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Qualifying continues in Dade County for the upcoming May 19th general primary election. Several candidates have already filed to run for local offices. As of yesterday, three candidates had qualified for the District 1 County Commission seat representing North Dade. Those candidates include Jane Dixon, who qualified on March 3rd, along with Robbie Ryan and Chris Wade, both of whom qualified on March 5th. All three candidates are running on the Republican ticket. In District 2 County Commission, representing Sand Mountain, incumbent Philip Hartline has qualified as a Republican. For District 2 School Board seat on Sand Mountain, incumbent Jennifer Hartline has also qualified on the Republican ticket. Candidate qualifying taking place at the Dade County Administrative Building on Case Avenue here in town, and that comes to an end at noon today. The general primary election is scheduled for May 19th, with a runoff election set for June 16th if needed. The general election will be on November 3rd. The deadline to register to vote for the May primary is April 20th. If you'd like more information, residents can certainly contact the elections office at 706-657-8170. Georgia lawmakers continue to debate how to provide relief from rising property taxes as homeowners across the state face higher tax bills driven by increasing home values. Earlier this week, a proposed constitutional amendment that could have reduced property taxes by as much as 75% failed in the Georgia House of Representatives. The measure, backed by Republican House Speaker John Burns, required a two-thirds vote to pass, but fell short after all but one Democrat voted against the bill. Supporters say the plan would have provided major savings for homeowners, while opponents argue it could create funding gaps for local governments and public schools, which rely heavily on property tax revenue. Republican leaders say they may now look at smaller property tax relief measures that would not require a constitutional amendment. In Jackson County, a suspected shoplifter is in custody. That after leading law enforcement on a 25-mile chase through several North Alabama communities. Authorities say 50-year-old Michael Lee White of Tupelo, Mississippi, faces multiple charges, including attempting to elude police, criminal mischief, resisting arrest, theft of property, and reckless driving. Officers say they responded Saturday morning to a report of the theft on Highway 72 and later located the suspect vehicle, a silver GMC, pulling a 44-foot trailer in the parking lot at Zaxby's in Scottsboro. Investigators say the truck struck a drive-through stand, damaged property, and fled, leading officers on a pursuit through Hollywood, Stevenson, and into Bridgeport. During the chase, the truck began smoking and eventually caught fire. The driver fled on foot but was captured after a short pursuit in a wooded area. Authorities say the vehicle was destroyed by the fire. Some of the stolen property was later recovered from the truck. The investigation is ongoing. In Trenton, Edgewood Baptist Church is inviting local first responders and their families to a special appreciation lunch this weekend. The church will host a free first responder lunch tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The event is open to all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMS personnel, and other emergency responders and their families. Lunch will be served at the Edgewood Baptist Church, 11041 Highway 11 South here in town. Coming up at 10 Eastern this morning, the North Sand Mountain Lady Bison are playing for the state championship in Alabama. The Lady Bison advanced to the title game after a 59-37 victory over Clark County in the Final Four. North Sand Mountain faces the Cold Springs Eagles in the AHSAA state championship game. Again, that tip-off at 10 o'clock Eastern this morning. Fans will be able to hear that championship game right here on Classic Hits KWIN. The Lady Bison are now just one win away from bringing home a state championship trophy. Again, that's at 10 Eastern today. And this Sunday, the NASCAR Cup Series heads to the Phoenix Raceway for another exciting race on the NASCAR schedule. Live coverage will start right after the Atlanta Braves take on the Tampa Bay Rays. That broadcast is at 12:55, and then we'll join the race right after that. That's all coming up on Sunday. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, NASCAR, and high school sports, 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.